is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today, 34 minutes after the hour. And joining me, this guy was in the news a little bit earlier in the week, Ellison Hubbard. Ellison, of course, has just entered the transfer portal and no longer a Colorado State Ram at this point, but looking to continue his football career. Ellison, my friend, how are you a few days after all the craziness has happened?
Brady, I'm good. I wish I could be in the studio. You know, I have free time now, but Brady, it's been a very, very, very busy week. I mean, coaches calling, getting texts and emails. So, I mean, man, it's been a hectic week, but I'm enjoying it because I now get to find a new place to be and finish off my career the right way.
Can you give us hints? I mean, what do we know at this point? How much can you actually give us?
I mean, no offers yet. Soon, I mean, most of the places come from the American Conference, and so I had talked to a couple Power Five schools, but I don't know how much they really need a 6-year senior because they can recruit so easily. But there's been a bunch of Conference USA and American Conference so far.
No, interesting, man. We'll be excited to follow along with you. I'm sure you saw the news. I know we're going to talk some NFL, but CSU, Air Force, they're sticking with the Mountain West as well as Boise State and San Diego State. So the AAC move is not happening. So I thought this, Ellison. I thought maybe Joe Parker and obviously folks over at Air Force, they know that perhaps Boise State isn't looking to jump ship anytime soon, so maybe that's why they're sticking with it.
You know, and I totally agree with that. You know, when they saw San Diego State and Boise State were making the moves, which, I'm not bashing anybody, but I think they are a pretty, top teams in this conference, as they've proven for years. So I think that just that, seeing there's no other competition in the American Conference besides, maybe I guess you would say, honestly, I don't even know if you could really say any schools because Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF left to go to the Big 12. I just think that it wouldn't be a smart idea to join in a conference who lost their big teams that you would want to have competition against when you could just play Boise and San Diego State and other teams like that in the Mountain West every year.
Yeah, and is it worth, losing your rivalries, too, with Wyoming, of course, being the big one. So that one's interesting. And like you said, I mean, I tweeted it the other day. I said, what's the reasoning for going to that conference? And a lot of people replied and said, well, the money, the TV deals. Yeah, but just everything that you just said about those teams, it's like that's probably going to change without the attractiveness of having those three teams in your conference. Those contracts might change around a little bit.
I mean, it wouldn't really brighten any eyes or bring any more money because you're not playing, like I said, Cincinnati, UCF, or Houston. So, I mean, what money are you getting? And plus, I feel like you might be losing money because now you got to fly all the way to South Florida, or you have to fly to go play Temple or East Carolina.
Right.
So now you're flying even further than you are here playing Utah State, Boise, teams like that. You're not, maybe what, almost 2-hour flight to California. So yeah, you're almost flying 3 hours to go play a team in Florida. It wouldn't have worked out, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We're talking to Ellison Hubbard. We'll follow along with Ellison, too. This is a new thing for me, man. I think a lot of people were amazed because never have we got a player that entered the transfer portal or was deciding to transfer on within a couple of hours of that decision. So we kind of made some radio history thanks to your decision, Ellison.
We did, and I mean, it's been going on for days. I've seen fans, trying to pick this apart and whatnot, and I can understand why. I mean, I have people from back home, people I've talked to, for a little bit that have been saying, I'm proud of you for making the decision. I'm with you in support. So I've gotten a lot of support from a lot of people, whether they are CSU fans or not. And, it's just kind of lightning for me to be able to, make this decision now and move on knowing that I have left a pretty impactful, 5 years here at CSU.
No, I think that's the other thing. Nobody has, as far as personally, Ellison, certainly football-wise, you know, most people say the same things as a good football player, but personally, nobody has a bad thing to say about you. So that's got to be kind of rewarding for you to look at it and say, man, at least the fan base, you know, I know it was a tough decision. I would say 99% of the people that you talk to, you see on Twitter and stuff, understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and they definitely do, because who wants to spend their senior year just not being able to help the team out in any way possible? You know, and I think that's where they're supporting me is, hey, you know, you really helped. I know it was a tough decision, but also it's time for a new move at some point in your life. And whether I was going to be on the team or not, I was eventually going to have to leave in December. So, you know, it just happened a lot sooner than I would have liked it to.
And one more for you on that side. So our boy Tanner Schwinn on his show, NoCo Now, he had the Coloradoans Miles Blumhardt on the show. And Miles said that he had listened to the interview. And he said, listening, you know, no, nothing bad. He just said he thought there was way more to the story. What is your response to that, my friend?
I mean, all I gave you everything from my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if there's more to the story, there's probably other guys you could talk to, but for me, it's my side of what I had with my personal experience leaving. So, I mean, there was nothing else more to it. And I've seen some tweets of he was just, you know, trying to be conservative or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
But I was just giving my side of the story and what I was leaving. You know, I wasn't speaking for the whole team. I was just speaking for myself.
I think you're such a positive guy, though. I mean, on Monday, I don't know on Monday's show, Ellison, if you had been thinking or everything, but you were about everything. But you were so positive about this team going forward, and I know, you know, that was the first thing you told me when we talked on the phone was like, "Hey, I don't want to burn the bridge. I want to support Colorado State. You know, it's just if I want that realistic shot in the NFL, it's not going to come from Colorado State. It's going to have to come from somewhere else."
Yeah, and you know, I was really excited after the Iowa game. I was thinking about, you know, making that move, but you know, I was excited how they played, and when you were asking questions, and you know, I was giving you realistic answers that I believe this team can make an impact this year in the Mountain West. And whether they win it all or not, they're going to be a bowl game eligible team. And so for me, I was just like, I'm not going to be able to finish it here and have that shot. I'm going to have to take that shot somewhere else. And you know, like I said, it's been tough to make that decision. You know, Monday talking about it kind of gave me, you know, a little chills and just, you know, like, dang, I really might make this decision to leave. But, you know, I think it's for the best.
Well, I mean, and right there, a guy that's bitter with the Rams, is he going to say, hey, I think they're a bowl-eligible team? I mean, so, yeah you're everything you said, man, and like I said, there could be, who knows, there could be stuff going on with other players, but like you said, for the most part, it is what it is. If you want your shot, you know it's going to be somewhere else. Got a nice text, Noob, saying, once a Ram, always a Ram. Good luck, Ellison.
Always a Ram.
Yeah, dude. I mean, people are definitely behind you, and they want to see what you're... This is what this transfer portal is all about, and I thought it was interesting. Even Steve Adazio said, you know, he said some interesting things first, of course, in a press conference. He said, I think he said something along the lines of, you know, it's an interesting concept to walk out on your team like that, but I do understand, you know, if you're a fifth-year senior, where you're coming from. I guess for me personally, I didn't like that because, dude, coaches leave their teams every single day. they leave for more money as soon as they can.
And I did not like that either. My family didn't like that. Yeah, you know, I'm sure a lot of people did not like that on Twitter because, you know, how would we be walking out on our team if we stayed here for 5 years, we stayed through the summer, through the spring, through the first four games? How do we walk out on a team when we have no other choice but to make that decision that was best for us? If I could have stayed and had a whole another year afterwards, I would have done that. But, you know, with this recruiting process and how everything is so shorthanded when signing and going on, you know, if I would have stayed on the team and then let's say I would have redshirted, stayed on the team, I would have had to finish out the season, and then right at the season I would have had maybe less than a month to figure out what school I would like to go to early enroll and be ready for that next season, rather when I can just make that decision now and have multiple schools to look at to find the one that's best fit for me.
Yeah, so, no, I don't disagree with it. You know, I mean, there's going to be certain scenarios where I go, wow, that guy just transferred out in the middle of the season. Your situation, especially because of the Iowa game and what you were basically told, hey, you could sit out. And you're like, I'm going to sit out, but I might as well take that time really delving in to a school. Yeah. And you couldn't do that if you were sitting out as a member of the Colorado State Rams, right?
Exactly. I couldn't do that. I would have had to stay committed to the team, right. practice, and do all that. There's no talking to coaches. That is against the NCAA rules. And so, therefore, I was like, I might have to make this move and just find the schools now. While you know, the coaches even said from other schools, you know, you have a lot of time to think now instead of rush. And you know, your head's all bobbled up and you're like, ooh, okay, now let's say I were to get an offer from, like, a big-time school. Oh, well, I got this offer. I'm going to take it. And then possibly be in the same situation. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah, no, I'm with you, my friend. Appreciate you. And we, like I said, we love having you on, and I want to get your NFL stuff here. I want to start talking a little NFL with you. I promise I won't break down the transfer portal every single week. But it's, I'm telling you, it's interesting stuff, though, my friend. It certainly is.
It is. It's definitely interesting. But you know, it's a lifelong, you know, travel people have to make. So. And that's what I'm doing.
I love it, man. And we wish you the best of luck, and we'll certainly keep in touch. Pats-Bucks this weekend coming up. That's the big game that's getting a lot of people's attention. But I don't think I'm thinking that Chargers-Raiders game, that's going to be the big one for me. I know the Pats-Bucks. Tom Brady's going back home. Mm-hmm. He could break the passing yards record and all that stuff.
Which, if you saw, it's supposed to be a high price. Game, you know, buying tickets and whatnot. I heard it was like thousands of dollars. I mean, if you're paying $1,000 to watch that, you're really a diehard football fan. But I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I think Belichick's going to bring everything he has against Tom Brady. But you know, Tom Brady's going to do Tom Brady things because he is the GOAT. And it might come down to Tom Brady winning that game. I think it's going to be close, just like the Chargers and Raiders, because the Raiders have showed to be a pretty good team. And as I said before, the Raiders are a fourth-quarter fighting team. Even if they got to go into overtime, you're going to have to bring it all you have. And I think the Chargers and them, they're going to, just like how the Chargers played against the Cowboys, they're going to have to get ready to play like that against the Raiders.
Yeah, that one I'm really looking forward to, those two games. Of course, we got Broncos-Ravens this week. This is what everybody's saying it, right? The true test for the Broncos. We did just get this news that Lamar Jackson is ready to go. He is practicing today. I think Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in sports. So I think he's a game changer.
Well, now Von Miller is playing and stepping up now after his injury. So, you know, Lamar might have to watch out for Von Miller coming in that backfield. But as we said on Monday, you know, it's kind of fool's gold. Their previous games tonight or this weekend is the weekend. They show if this fool's gold or not. And, you know, I think the Broncos might be ready to play against this Ravens team. I really do.
All right, so let me get some picks from you then. Are you picking the Broncos to beat the Ravens?
You know, I'm going to go with the Broncos on this.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go with the Broncos on this. I, you know, yes, I said it was fool's gold, but I really believe that they have a squad that can come out here and give the Ravens a good game and probably an L after the end of the night.
Wow. Colfax is loving that because I think I can tell what pick you made already, Colfax. No spoiler alert. He had the Broncos starting 4-0 at the beginning of the season, so we're going to find out what he had. Yeah, look at him. He's like a wizard over there, man. All right, so do you have your big three, the games that you're looking at that you're going to give me a lock? I want the Hubbard locks of the weekend coming up.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of the Pats and Bucks, I think I'm going with the Bucks here. I think the Bucks just have a lot of firepower. And I just don't think the Patriots are going to be ready to handle Tampa Bay. But it's going to be a fight. But I'm going with Tampa Bay on that one. And then number two, I'm going with I think I'm going to go with the Raiders on this. I know I chose the Raiders against the Ravens the first time, and I won.
Yes, you did.
I re-looked at the poll, and everybody chose the Ravens, but the Raiders showed up. So I'm thinking the Raiders are going to show up this game. And like I said, it's going to be a slugfest for four quarters. But I think the Raiders are going to pull it out because that's the type of team they are, and that's what they're showing in the past three games. And then for my final one, I had to choose my home team. They won last week against the Giants. So I believe the Falcons are going to beat the Jets in London, you know, at 10 a.m. So I'm all in on the Falcons winning that game. That's my top three.
I love it. Bucks, Raiders, Falcons. All right, so I'm going to write this down. We're going to tweet this out. We're going to track along with you and see how well you do.
Brady, are you gonna go opposite of me?
Okay, so the ones I'm looking at, I'm definitely looking at that Monday night game. I'm with you on Raiders Chargers, so I'm going Raiders as well on that side of it. I'll take some different games outside.
Okay.
So Seahawks, Seattle's going to San Francisco. That one's interesting to me. 49ers are 3-point favorites. I'm going to go with Seattle to get things right.
Okay.
On this side. Yeah, they had a tough loss against Minnesota. They're 1-2. They do not want to start 1-3. And
yeah.
This one here, I've went back and forth. Cleveland and Minnesota. That's an interesting game.
Cleveland still.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going with Browns. So I got Browns, Raiders, Seahawks. You got Bucks.
Okay.
Bucks, Raiders, Falcons. So
yeah.
We'll see how we do, man.
Yeah, we'll see how we do. And then if you put a poll out there, I hope people agree with me. But if they vote against me, they'll only be the ones when I have my picks in there and they win. And they're going to be like, Ellison's a genius. I don't want to take credit, though.
We'll call him Hubbard and Hull's Hubbard and Hull's six-pack of picks. What, we'll come up with something there fancy,
something,
right?
Some name. Maybe fans can decide.
Yeah, we'll let them come up with something.
Yeah.
Ellison, we think the world of you, man. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Do your homework for your next three picks because I'm expecting a big record from you.
Yeah, I'm expecting a record, too. I hope I can go undefeated.
I do, too. Hey, you can't win them all if you don't win these first three, right?
So. Yes, exactly.
CSU's off this weekend. How about your best friends in Boulder? Do the Buffs beat USC this weekend?
Wow. I have some friends going to that game. You know, CU has played good, but then when they lost to Minnesota like that, you know, I think they're going to have a good game against USC. I think they could pull it off after USC's loss to Oregon State, and they don't have a head coach currently. I think CU could pull this win.
All right, man. There you go.
Yeah.
And I know you don't really pay attention to the Big Sky Conference, so just throw it out there based on nothing. Montana State, UNC's on the road at Montana State. Do the Bears win one?
You know, I've been talking to UNC. I think they might try to offer me, but I think they might take this dub against Montana State this weekend.
You got some inside scoop right there, and hey, that'd be—I've already joked with you, man. Come on over here.
Yeah.
Come on, get on over here. The water's just fine.
Be a bear.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that'd be
thought. All right, man. We appreciate you, dude, and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. You too, Brady.
All right, my friend. That's Ellison Hubbard. I love that guy. He's a great dude, and we wish him the best of luck on his journey in the transfer portal. 12:51 the time. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. We got Football Friday coming up. Broncos, Ravens, Colfax is like adamant. The Broncos are starting 4-0, and the world will know Teddy Bridgewater's name forever. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.